Okay, here we go. One of my favorite concepts coming up right now. Now, let's say a guy says, okay, I'm motivated. I want to change. I want to grow. I'm interested. How come he can't get his act together? Why not? Says the Mesillas Yesharim, Hinei, I'll tell you why. There are three primary reasons why I want to change. I want to try and change, but I can't. Ready for this, guys? Number one, I'm too busy. I don't got time. I'm busy, busy, busy. You can be busy doing nothing, but you're busy. You're busy, busy, busy. That's number one. Second reason is that we have ADD. What does that mean? I get distracted very, very easily. So I hear a great shiur, I want to make a change. I hear about the death of somebody. Something's here to affect me. And then what happens? Oh, the Yankees won the World Series. The weather's like this. How about, which we're going to learn about that, right? We get distracted. So I might want to be serious, but I get distracted very quickly. Number three, peer pressure. Number three, Ashlishi Achevra Ra. I want to change, and he's going to go through all of them. And Adabar Bam Echad Echad. Hine. Here he goes. Hatibol Latil the Kradi Barim Elamala. Keep your eyes on them. Tarabinon Elamo. A person is so busy. Hine Machshavos Asubzi Yamasa Shalem. He's so busy that his brain locks him in to thoughts, and then I'm not free to think the way I want to think. V'Efshalem Laseis Leve Elamaisa, and I can't act the way I want to act. Because I'm so busy being distracted by all these things. God willing, when we get to this in the morning, we'll talk about this a lot. That's one of the major things that we have nowadays. We're distracted, 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 distracted. And we're not able to keep focus. Chill out. Don't work so hard. Not don't work so hard in what you're doing. Don't work so hard in all these outside things. Work hard on changing yourself and growing and connecting to yourself to Torah. As he says, Achribu ya esik ain't a mukhrach. You don't need to be so busy working that you're so busy working, you don't have time to do anything that's important in your life. How many people forget about their children, forget about their families, all in the name of work, work, work? That's why I have to focus on ruchnias, on Torah. Like we said before, that you need this to be careful. You have to know Torah is R. It's the light. And it gives you light to say, whoa, what is this world about? If you want to be careful, you got to learn Torah. If you do not learn Torah, I always say this over, the Baal Tshuva can be inspired by a Friday night meal. Baal Tshuva can get inspired by a guitar song by Shlomo Karbach. A Baal Tshuva can be inspired by the Kotel. A Baal Tshuva can be inspired by anything. Until he sits and he learns Torah, he has no connection to Judaism. Until you sit and you open up Torah, you can't connect yourself. That's what he says. Umashar mazal, v'lo yamar atz chassid. It's impossible to become a chassid if you don't know any Torah. Zekiah bar Yisrael, why is this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara yetzahara ba'adam. This is fundamentals in Judaism. God created a yetzahara. Yetzahara means, I want everything the outside world has to offer me. That's called the Yetzirah. Hu shabara Torah tavolon. What did he say? He says, I have a way to battle that. What is the way to battle it? Torah. K'mayshar mezal barasi Yetzirah barasi Torah tavolon. I gave you Torah that will help you battle your Yetzirah. V'nei pashadu. Shemabar lo yibar lamakazul refuazu. If God didn't create, God created your Yetzirah. God created all your problems. So what did he say? I have an Yetzirah for you. You know what the Yetzirah is? I have advice for you. The advice is, you learn Torah. Right? When it comes to being in medical school, a guy's going to go ahead and say what? Oh, you go to the doctor. The doctor says what? I'll give you this medicine. You say, no, I'm going to Google it. I'm going to Google it myself. I'm going to give my own medicine. They'll lock you up in a mental institution. What are you talking about? This guy went to medical school. He knows what he's talking about. But when it comes to Judaism, I know about Judaism. You know nothing about Judaism. What do you know about Judaism? If a doctor has to go to school for 8 years to know how to prescribe you amoxicillin when you have strep, so how do you expect yourself to know Judaism by Googling? You don't even Google Judaism. But what God says, the only way to save yourself from anything is to know Torah. And he says, someone who says, I don't need Torah, he says, Eino alatov yiratuz b'asav k'shelas b'chato. You will never be able to fight your Yetzirah if you're not connected to Torah. Ki an Yetzirah is chazak u'badamod. Yetzirah is very strong in a person. And when bleed us, alam holich mazgab rabav shodolav, he will take over your life. Vim yazakot ha'chavushim alam alikachavushim alam alishiyatayra. And if you don't, if you decide, I'm going to read this book and read that book and I'll do this and all that, but you as a Jew with a neshama don't learn Torah, so only when it's too late, you'll be dead and you'll have all your tivus with you. As we know, if you don't learn Torah and have the Torah help you make yourself a better person, good luck. He says, this is what he says. He says, a guy goes to the doctor, right? You go to the doctor tells you, take this medicine. Vuhu, he says, no. He knows nothing about being a doctor. Right? I even said you Google it. At least you can get in Wikipedia or something. Here a guy goes in and he says, no, I'm not taking it. So there's no one crazier than that. He says, 10 minutes, 30 seconds. And the one who gave you Yetzihara tells you how to get away from the Yetzihara. And the only way to get out of the Yetzihara is to connect yourself to Torah and stop being busy with all the other things. That's number one in the Mesillas Yesharim and why we don't change. We don't change. I want to change. Until you step in the Beis Medrash and you actually see it. We'll post this afterwards. I want to finish the shiur and then we'll just talk about it for a second. Shem should help us. 10 minutes. 10 minutes of Mesillas Yesharim a day keeps the Yetzihara away, at bay, keeps him far away. Hashem will help us all, that all the words that we just read will go into our bodies, our minds, our souls, and will change us for the better.